Dear small group leaders and home hosts, attached is the sermon-based discussion guide for this week, as well as the survey for any people who are new to the sermon-based small group model to fill out. If you are new to this model, hopefully you are starting to catch on to the weekly rhythm. You, one, forward the discussion guide to the group members with a friendly, personalized email that includes the website address where the sermon videos can be found. They're in the usual place at the church website /sermons, or click under watch. Read your emails during the week in case your group members respond with prayer requests or life updates. Number two, consider inviting new people to your group if there's room in your meeting place, and reminding them we are still in a trial period for the 11-week winter semester. There's no harm in coming just to check things out at this point. Number three, print out the discussion guides with enough copies for each person at the meeting. And some new person, if they're there, would need survey papers as well. Consider coming to the Sunday night small group leaders training meeting in the bride's room at 5 if you can. And here's some leader tips. Number one, this is the final message of the stewardship campaign. If there are others in the group who are not members or attenders of Christ Church, try to be sensitive to this topic of financial giving. We don't want them to think we want them in small group just because they're a potential giver. It is also a sensitive topic with members and attenders as well. So you may want to find a way to reassure people that all sharing in the group is voluntary and that no one is being asked to share with others what they give. But we believe we can learn more about giving through talking about it in general. Leader tip number two, be in prayer for your meeting well before the meeting begins. Prayer points include who God may be leading into your group this week, how God's Word and Holy Spirit might work in the hearts and minds of others whom the Lord brings to you, how your leadership might help create a welcoming atmosphere and steer conversation toward meaningful spiritual insights and potential life applications. Well, thanks for being in small group ministry leadership. I'm praying for you all in this exciting new winter semester. Let me know how I can help you or if things come up which you'd like to talk with me about. Blessings.